Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Chaf Hey in Masechet Shabbos, the 187th daf in Shas. We pick up well into Kuf Chaf Dalet Amabez by the new Mishnah. Of course, we're discussing the halachos of Muktzah, and the Mishnah over here gives us an important machlokis tanoim about whether something is Muktzah if it no longer serves its previous function. Says the Mishnah, Kol hakelim hanitolin b'Shabbos, shivreim nitolin imoim. All utensils that they themselves could be moved on Shabbos, then you can carry also their broken pieces as well. In other words, if you have a utensil that could be used on Shabbos, for example, a fork, if the fork was broken in half, and could still be used, both halves could be used, it was split down the middle, and you would use instead of three prongs, you would use two prongs. So it says, Mishnah, call a kelim anitum shabbos, shivreim nitolim on, ubalvach yu osin meyoy melacha, as long as it could do some type of work. Shivrei areva, if you have a broken trough that was used to knead dough, you could use it to cover a barrel. Shivrei zechuchis, continues the Mishnah, another example. A broken piece of glass. If you had a large glass container that broke, it could be used to cover a container. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, ubelvach yu osin me'ei melacha. Me'ei melachton. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to do its original melacha. The machlokas between the Tanakh and Rabbi Yehuda depends on two letters. And that is, according to the Tanakhama, as long as they're able to do me'ein melacha, any previous work, then in such a case, you could use it again. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be me'ein melachton, it has to be its original work. So the case of the fork, if the fork could be used for something else that would not work, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to make it not muktzah. However, if it could be used as a fork still, so then in such a case, that's meim lachton and smutter. Shivrei areva, lotzel kesochan. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to the trough that is broken, if it's roi lotzel kesochan mikba, if you're able to pour inside of it a thick soup, or v'shel zechuchas, broken piece of glass, lotzel kesochan shemen, if it could still hold oil, in such a case, then it's not muktzah. Otherwise, the fact that it could be used for another melacha is not enough. It can't be me'ein melacha. It has to be me'ein melachton. The Gemara begins, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, machloike shenishbaru be'erev Shabbos. The machlokis in our Mishnah, according to Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, is if they broke on erev Shabbos. The marasov me'ein melachton in me'ein melacha cheres lo, umarasov afil me'ein melacha cheres. And we have the Tanakhama who says that even a different melacha, avol nishbru b'Shabbos, but if it broke on Shabbos, to re'akol mutarin, then everybody agrees it's permissible. Hol umuchan in al gabe avien mutar. Since when it came to erev Shabbos and bein hashmashos, it was viable to be used. So then it's muchan in al gabe avien, and it's going to be mutter. Asks the Gemara, Mosef Rav Zetra, Rav Zutra asks the following kasha, we learned in a brisa, against this, masikim b'kelim, v'yei masikim b'nishrei kelim, dinishberu. Now the word dinishberu seems to indicate that even if it broke on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, emas, when did it broke? Dinishberu emas, when did it break? B'shivrei kelim, when are we talking about that it broke? Ilema dinishbru me'erev yomtov. If we're talking about when it broke on erev yomtov, that we say that you're allowed to use shivrei kelim, eitzim ba'almaninu, then it was stam wood. Why did you call it shivrei kelim? Elav yomtov uktani masikim b'kelim, and we learn that you're only allowed to use the kelim, ve'ein masikim b'shivrei kelim, and we don't say that it was batel agav avien on Shabbos. In other words, even if it breaks on Shabbos or Yom Tov itself, we don't say that it was batel agav avien on bein hashmashos. Rather, now it doesn't have a purpose and it becomes muktzah. So that's incorrect. And therefore, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel's statement that the machlokes is only by Erev Shabbos is not correct. Eli Yitmar Hachi Yitmar. But rather, this is how we should learn. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, machlokes shenishbaru b'Shabbos. There's a machlokes in our Mishnah when it broke on Shabbos. Demar Savar Muchanhu, Umar Savar Noladhu. That there's a machlokes whether it's considered prepared, that when it came in Ashmashos, it was considered prepared. Umar Savar Noladhu, the other man, Amar, holds that it's created anew, and Nolad is an Isser of Muktzah. And that is the case of our Mishnah. That if you have something that was broken on Shabbos, according to the Tanakhama, it's still considered Muchan, as long as able to do some lach, it's acceptable. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would not be acceptable because it's considered Nolad. Avol me'er Shabbos, divrei kol mutar. From Erev Shabbos, everybody will hold it's permissible. Ha'ol v'huchnu l'mlacha m'bod yom, since it was already prepared for melacha when it was still day. Tani chada masikim mekem v'ei masikim m'shivrei kem. Now we're going to analyze this expression that you could use for heat utensils, but you can't use the broken pieces. V'tani yidach, yet we learned in a brother b'ris, k'shem sh'masikim mekelem, kach masikim m'shivrei kem. V'tani yidach, ei masikim lo b'kelem lo b'shivrei kem. Says the Gemara, these are three different shitas, and Rashi will help us out over here. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Shimon, Ha Rabbi Nechemiah. Says Rashi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha would be that you can't use the shivrei kelim because there's a problem of nuktza and nolad. However, the kelim, of course, are not muktza. This that we say that you're allowed to use both of them is Rabbi Shimon, who holds that both muktzah is mutter and nolad is mutter. This is an important maramakum where the Gemara says whoever holds a muktzah is going to hold of nolad, and whoever doesn't, does not. And this that we say that even kalim can't be used, that's following the opinion of Rabbi Nechemiah that we learned yesterday on Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, Ein Klei Nitol Ela Letzarech Dover Hanitol. Your kli cannot be used only for its original purpose. Hence, a utensil is not used as firewood. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Nachman, Hani Livni Dishtar B'Minyana, these bricks that were left over from building, Shari Little Tulunu, you're gal to use it. Dechazi L'Mizgo Alayu Sharginu, because you're able to use it to sit on. And since you are able to sit on it, the halacha is that it's not going to be muktza. However, that's the chazin l'mizgu. However, sharginu, if they piled it up, vadayiktsinu, then that shows that you don't intend to use it. You want to use it for bricks again for building, and it's going to be muktza. Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel Cheres Kitana. If you have a small shard, mutal etalta b'chatzer, you're allowed to carry it in a courtyard. Avol b'karmelis lo. That you're not allowed to carry the shard in a karmelis. For Rav Nachman didei amar afilu b'karmelis. Rav Nachman says, even in a karmelis, you're allowed to move it. Al b'rishus harav lo, but not in a rishus harav. Rav amar afilu b'rishus harav. And Rava says, even in a rishus harav, you're allowed to move it, this cheres, around. And it has a purpose and not concern muktzah in the rishus harav. Of course, we must be talking about where there was appropriate mechitzas. The chiddush is the stat that you could carry. Of course, is nisa d'oraisa, a carrying in a rishus harav that doesn't have the appropriate mechitzas. Over here, the point is that the cheres has a purpose even in rishus harav. And where this idea is fleshed out in the following lines in the Gemara. Va'aza rava l'tameh, and Rava is following his opinion. The Rava have a causal beriska. The Mechuzah, that Rava was going to Rishus HaRabim, which was called Riska in Mechuzah, itavse misanoi tina. He got dirty with lime, teeth. Also Shemai, his shamish came along, shkol chaska v'cha mechaperle, and he cleaned off the lime, mechaperle means to clean off, like kapar is to clean off our averas, with the ashard. Rami be Rabban Kola, the rabbis raised their voices. How could you be metaltal? It's mukze. Omar. Rava responded, Lo mistai de lo gemiri. It's not enough to racham that they don't know how to learn well enough. Migmer nami migmeri. They also teach others their mistakes. Ilu bechatzer avoy. Mila v'chazeh chas be'mana, it was possible to use it in the chatzer to cover something. Hachanami chaz yaladidi. And so too in the Rishus HaRabim, it has a purpose for me, and therefore the halacha is that it's not considered muktzah, even in the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, we continue six lines from the bottom of Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. This part is our favorite part, and that is with the young men in Ramat Beit Shemesh. We pick up Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Magufas Chavish Shenichticha, that if you have parts of a barrel that have been broken apart, Mutter L'taltel B'Shabbos, you're allowed to be metaltel them on Shabbos. Rashi explains that normally something Shivrei Kalim, you're not allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos. So why all of a sudden over here is it mutter? The reason why it's mutter is because it's ra'ui for something. Says Rashi, two lines from the bottom, dechazi l'kisa mana, you're able to use it to cover a kli. So for that reason, it's permissible. Tanya mihachi, megufa shenichtecha, hi ushvarel mutar l'taltel b'Shabbos. That if it's cut, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to take another piece to break off from a utensil and use that to support the bed, because there you're making a kli. If you throw it into the garbage, it's going to be awesome. Maskel Rapop, Rapop asked on last line, if the halacha is that the reason why that once it's thrown into a garbage, it's considered a kli that's not usable, and therefore muktza, so then someone who throws away a garment should also become muktza. What would the halacha be? If you find a perfectly fine shirt in a garbage, would the halacha be that it's muktza or not? So says Rav Papa, of course it wouldn't be muktzah, just because it's in the garbage. So then why is it that if it's zarka b'avshpa, if they threw out the corks, the halacha is that it's muktzah. Elamar Rav Papa, rather Rav Papa answered, im zarka mebodom la'ashpa asura. The difference is that over here it was thrown already when it was the day into the garbage, and for that reason it's going to be asur. Taisus in Ibar Maslam Zarka explains, but contrast to a garment. If a garment was thrown into the garbage, so then in such a case, a garment is going to be different, because a garment is going to be chazi the entire time. That Tosa says, Hashda lo parach al miyat zarek l'glima bod yom. Dekimin lo ayemucham bod yom, lekel l'dmuyeh l'glima. When it comes to something that's broken, so then in such a case, if it was thrown there beforehand, then it's going to be muktza. But this is not necessarily going to be muktza. Gemara continues. Amar bar hamduri. Amar Shmuel. Bar Abduri said the name of Shmuel. Chromios shel machzelas. If you have thin strands of a mat that was made from reeds, mutar l'taltel b'Shabbos. You're allowed to move them on Shabbos. My timer. What's the reason these are not considered muktza? Amar Rava Bar Abduri. Amar Rava. Rava said, Bar Abduri Asbarali. Bar Abduri explained to me, Machzelas gufala maichazi. What can you use the mat for? Luxuye bayafara, to cover dirt. Haninami chazui luxuye betinofus. This could also be used to cover dirty things, and for that reason, it's not going to be muktza. Mark continues seven lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav. Shiore prosmios. Shiore prosmios are leftover cotton pieces from a garment. Also the talitlum b'shabbos. Those can't be moved on Shabbos. Amar Abaye, b'matzlaniyos she'im mehen gimel al gimel. We're talking about those things that don't have the size of gimel chatzpos. V'lo chazion, in other words, if it's left over a garment, it's a little piece of your sweater, a tiny piece, that's such a case, that's going to be muktzah if it was that way before Shabbos. Why? Because if it's less than 3x3, v'lo chazion lo la'aniyim v'lo la'ashirim, it can't be used by anybody, and for that reason, it's going to be considered muktza. Rabosai, we now start what starts off as a straightforward Gemara, and we're going to get into a slightly difficult Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, we continue on in the halachos of muktza. Here, if you want to follow it, you got to be 100% in it. Shivrei Tanur Yashan, the broken pieces of an old oven. Harei Hein Kechol HaKelim Hanitalim B'chotzer. They're like all other utensils that could be carried
in the chatzer. Why? You could use it for other things. So even if you have a kli that's not roi ready for shum davar, it's muksa, this, different parts from the oven, could be used for other things. Div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda, I'm ready to tell him, Rebbe Yehuda says they can't be used. Hey, Rebbe Yosi Mishum Rebbe Lozer Ben Yankiv. Rebbe Yosi testified the name of Rebbe Lozer Ben Yankiv. Al Shirei Tanu Yashon, Shenitlin B'Shabbos. That they can be used. Val Kisuyav, and also even the cover that doesn't have a handle, Shein Tzarech Beis Yad, it doesn't need a handle to be able to carry it. All of those things have a purpose. So we have Rebbe Yehuda who says who doesn't, and Rebbe Meir that says that it can be used. And Rebbe Yosi, the name of Rebbe Lozer Ben Yaakov, is closer to the opinion of Rebbe Meir. So now, that's straightforward. But the Yisoid in the Machlokes, the Gemara is going to give two possibilities. One is to connect to the Mishnah on Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. Then Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, we had, Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. On Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, we had a machloikis between Rebbe Yehuda and the Tanakama, which we're going to call Rebbe Meir. Notice over here we have Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir as well, right? Tanakama is Rebbe Meir. When something becomes broken, what makes it mutter to be metalta? In what way are you allowed to be able to be metalta? So it's either me'ein melachton or me'ein melacha. Let's review. The Tanakhama Rebbe Meir holds that the halacha is that as long as it's able to do me'ein melacha, it's able to do any melacha, then you're allowed to be metalta. However, Rebbe Yehuda says you have to do me'ein melachton, and that's to do its original melacha. Okay? So now, the Gemara is going to suggest that this might be related. This machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda relates to the Mishnah Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. Ma'ikam Miflegi. Amar Abaye. Ba'oisim me'ein melacha ve'ein oisim me'ein melachton. Kam Miflegi. The Israeli boys over here immediately sense the difference. I don't know if the American boys would, but the difference is what? Me'ein melacha means that they're able to do regular melacha. Me'ein melachton is their original melacha. Ba'azda, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, Ramei l'tamei. How could the young man tell me, how is it Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai? Go ahead. How's it Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai? How's it Ramei l'shitasai? Who wants to try? Go ahead, Yoni, yeah? Yoni was first on the Jeopardy bang. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Rabbi Meir said you could do me'ei melacha. So Rabbi Meir and the Mishnah said me'ei melacha. As long as they're able to do something, it's fine. And therefore, for Shivrei Taner, it's going to be mutter. However, Shivrei Taner, you can't use it as you can't cook. It's not an oven anymore. The brick, you can't use as an oven. It has to be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, me'ei melachton. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai. Oh, it's not only Rambam's l'shitasai, Rashi l'shitasai. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai. It's also a lumbus, right? Rabbi Yehuda's l'shitasai. Beautiful. Okay. Amar Abaye, me'ayisim me'ei melacha, ve'ayisim me'ei melacha, k'miflugi. Ba'azda, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, v'Rabbi Meir l'tamei, and they're l'shitasai. Oh, that would have been so good if we would have left it like this. Smooth, a nice shtickel taira, but comes along, Rava asks a bomb kasha, what? Frek the Heilige Gemara, so Rava asks Menachem's sister, I say that. So Maskevla Rava, so Rava asks a valdige kasha. Now, well, because of Rava's kasha, the Gemara's going to get very complicated. So we have Rava to thank the Baruch Hashem, we got to go deeper. It's not just a nice shtickel taira, we got to go work harder. Maskev Larava, Yahya, the Miflugi Bishivre Tanur, Liflugu Bishivre Kalim Baalma. Says Rava, come on. If that's really what's behind this machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, so why did he have to talk about an oven? Just talk about regular Kalim. Just talk about regular Kalim. In regular Kalim, you also have the same question, Me'ei Melacha, Me'ei Melachta. So the fact that we're talking about an oven sounds like it's much more complicated than just this beautiful shtickle taira. Doesn't work. Sometimes a beautiful shtickle taira, but doesn't work. He asks, El Amar Rava, just because the Rebbe, when the Rebbe says something, just because it sounds good, doesn't make it right. You gotta look up the sugya, you gotta learn it well, and again, and again, and again. That's Amelus Petaira. El Amar Rava, Rava says, no, it's too simple. Bishivre the high taner kamiflagi. You have to say that we're talking about the shvarim, the broken pieces of this particular taner. The snan, as we learn in the Mishnah in Kalim, Perekei Mishnah Vav, Misanai al pi habor. or piadus v'nasan shom eved. So Rabbo say this is not an easy case. This is what I said is the camp case. Whenever we discuss the Mishnah Mill of Kalim, it's not going to be easy. So zot the heilige Mishnah in Kalim azoy. If you have a oven, you have an oven, and then you have a pit, right? Okay, and you heat up the oven, and you heat up the oven, but it's next to the pit. So here it goes like this. Rabbo said, come back in. Leave aside the Yiddish. It's not as important. Reb Yehuda Aimer, imasik milamata v'hunaisuk milamala tameh. V'im lav tor. Reb Yehuda says, if it heats up from the bottom to the top, then the oven is considered tameh. And if not, it's considered tahor. Oh, very good. So Yosef has a good instinct. So Yosef says beautifully. Yosef says like this. He says probably the issue over here is whether we consider this mechuber lekarka or not. And it goes like this. If you're masik milamata v'hu nasuk milamala, and it goes up into the tanur, so then in such a case, what would halacha be? It's considered mechuber lekarka. And then it's going to be considered tameh. Why, if it's mechuber lekarka, is it tameh? So later on, the Rishonim are going to spell out. It's a little bit of a chiddush over here. But the halacha is that it's considered tameh. Because it's the parasha of tanur. And that's a parasha of Ayikro Yud Aleph, tanur v'kirai yutat, that a tanur, even if it's mechuber lekarka, can contract tumah. So says Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. If we consider it attached or not, what does it depend on whether we consider it attached or not? It depends on whether it goes up. And if it's attached, it's metame, it can contract tuma, and if not, not. Chachom say at the end of the day, if it's a tanur that gets hot, it's going to get tame. Says the Gemara, Ube Maikam Iflugia, and what's behind this? Machloikis Bahaikra, it's Vayikra Yudalf. Tanur Vikiraim Yutats, Tmeim Heim, Utsmeim Yulachem. If there's a sheretz that comes in contact with the Tanur, it's going to become Tome. Reb Yehuda Savar, Mechusur Netitza Tome. She'ein Mechusur Netitza Tar. Reb Yehuda holds it's only something that's considered attached to the ground, that doesn't have to be, that has to be removed from the ground. If it requires netitza, if it requires to be breaking apart to remove it from the ground, then it's considered tame. How do we decide whether it's mechus or netitza or not? That depends on how strong it's connected to the bar. If it's so strong connected to the bar that if you heat up in the bottom of the bar, the heat will go all the way up, then that's enough to say it's tame. She'ei mechus or netitza, tar. But if it's, you can easily remove it. There's no relationship between the tanur and the bor. So then, in such a case, halacha is that's going to be tar. That's the shita of Yehuda. V'rabbanan savri, 7 lines in, tmeyim yulachem kol makan. Rabbanan say every tanur is automatically going to be tamei. So the Gemara, period. Okay, Rabbosai? Now, what does this have to do with us? That's the machlokis over here between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir. The Gemara continues, Ubimai ka miflugi. What are they arguing about? Bahaikra, Tanur Vikiraim Yutats, we saw already before. Let's just review those lines. Tmei Meim Utmei Milachem. Rebbe Yehuda Sar Mechutza Tzita Tamei. Shem Mechutza Netitza Tar. V'rabbanan Sari Tmei Milachem Mikom Makom. Period. Asks the Gemara. V'rabbanan Nami Oksiv Yutats. But the Rabbanan also understand that there's a chiluk between something that's mechuber and something that's not mechuber. Answers the Gemara. Who Le'idach Gisa Disalkida. This is for the other side. What do we mean the other side? We'll explain. Disalkidai Techamina. I would have thought Kivan de Chavre Ba'ara, since it's attached to the ground, Kigufa Da'ara Dami. According to the Rabbanan, I would have thought maybe it's considered like Mamish Mechuber Lekarka. And if it's Mamish considered Mechuber Lekarka, then what should the halacha be? Some that's Mechuber normally is not Mechabal Tuma. This needs a special Xeris HaKasim. Yutat says not entirely attached. Kamashman. V'idach Nami asks the Mara, Hotziv Temein Yulachem. It says to maybe lechem is mashma in all cases. How could Rabbi Yehuda say it depends on whether it's attached or not? Ahi could Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel. That's going with Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel machloikis behesik rishon. Their only machloikis is whether this is the first time the tanur was made. It was made and it was put on top of this pit. Avol behesik sheni. But if it was the second time that it was heated up, afilu talui bitzav or gomul, even if you put it totally detached from the ground. What's an example of something totally detached from the ground? Even on a camel. Nevertheless, it would still contract tumma. Amar Ula v'hesek rishon l'rabbanan afilu talui bitzav or gomul. And Ula adds that even in such a case, then it would definitely contract tumma. Why? Because it follows its original status. Now, what does this have to do with the above machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, that we now introduced another machlokis in regards to Tanur between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Now we know why the Gemara has connected the two issues. What's the connection? We learned the machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim whether this Tanur is Mekabel Tuma. According to the Chachamim, this Tanur is Mekabel Tuma. In other words, even if it's separate from the ground, all Tanurim are Mekabel Tuma. Now Rabosai, once the Tanur is Mekabel Tuma, so then in such a case, if it's Mekabel Tuma as a Din Kli, hence, according to Rebbe Meir and the Rabbanon, we had in our Mishnah that this Tanur, the Halacha is that you're allowed to be Mekabel on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to be Mekabel on Shabbos? Because as a Din Kli, according to the Rabbanon, the pieces of this Tanur. While, according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's not Mechuber to the ground, it doesn't contract Tumah. If it doesn't contract Tumah, so then in such a case, it doesn't have the status of a Kli. So back into the Gemara. Maskif lo Rav Ashi, we continue 10 lines from the bottom. Ihachi ad miflagi b'shivrei Tanur, liflagi b'tanur gufa. Wait a second, if that's so, then why in the Mishnah do they argue about Shivrei Tanur? If that's the same issue of the Mishnah, so why does the Mishnah... The question is, if this is the machlokes, why did we say that the discussion is Shivrei Tanur? Our Mishnah, it's true, is talking about Shvarim, but the Tanur itself is the crux of the Shiloh over here. So we had that machlokes that we have between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is not only in regards to Shvarim, it's by the Tanur itself. The fact that the Mishnah talks about Shvarim and not the Tanur seems to indicate that there are two different machlokios. Yachyad miflig v'shivri Tanur, miflig v'tanur gufa, hash the Tanur gufa l'Rabbi Yehuda lo avimana. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanur itself doesn't contract Tuma, and therefore you can't be Metaltal the Tanur itself on Shabbos, so having money Shvarim Miboy, do I need to spell out in regards to the broken pieces? Lo having money Kama Shvarim Miboy, do I need to spell that out? So the Gemara says we went through a hard shot, but at the end of the day, we need to give a different shot. Elo Mervashi, different but the same. We go back to our original pshat and what the machlokis was. What was the original pshat that they're arguing about the old issue of osin me'ein melacha or osin me'ein melachta? Whoa, that was a lot easier. Ube osin maisa tifka. And what we're talking about is maisa tapka. What is maisa tapka? So if you take a look, Rashi explains that what happens if you have shivrei tanur that you're able to cook on a slab of the tanur. That's maisa tapka. You're able to cook on the slab of the tanur. So on the one hand, it's part of the tanur. On the other hand, it's not the exact same thing as the tanur. One is what we would call a barbecue. The other is what we would call an oven, right? The tapka is a barbecue. The whole thing is the oven. And Rabbi Meir responds to Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "Lididi, according to me, we learned on the Mishnah Kuf Chav Gimel on the Beis, the Kuf Chav Dalet on the Beis. We learned in the Mishnah that says that the halacha is anytime it's osim me'ein malach, any type of malach, it's not mukta. According to that shita, if it's osim ma'aseh tapka, for sure it's not going to be mukta. Elo liditcha, but according to you, that doesn't hold osim me'ein milacha, but rather, what's the other shita hold? Who could scream it out? Osim me'ein malachton. Elo liditcha, odili miya, dekai gamna malachtu. Over here, it's malachton. What's the chakira? The chakira is, how do you look at a piece of an oven that you're able to cook on it? Do you say it's connected and similar to the old oven? Or do you say it's different? Rabbi Yehuda loy dami. Yehuda says, no, they're different. Hasam hesoko b'fnim, hachasiko b'chutz. One's a barbecue, and one's surrounded, the oven surrounds. Hasam b'umid. One stands up, the whole tanur stands up like this. Mu'umid, so that's going to be a totally different halacha. Rabosai, we got through a tough gemara, Ashreichem, that you stuck with it. Now we continue on, and we're going to finish up, and we're going to start actually a very important sugya with the next mishnah for halacha l'maisa as well in Hilchas Mukta. Beforehand, we conclude. Hey, Rav Yosef, Mishum, Rav Lozim, and Yaakov, Al Shivei Tanu, Yoshin, Shnitul, B'Shabbos, Val Kisui, V'Shein, Tzarek, Beis Yad. The last opinion we have is that you're allowed to be metalted as Shvarim on Shabbos. Am Ravina, Kimam, metalted in the Kisui, Detan, Demesom, Naksa, Deilem, Beis Achiza. In Mesom, Mechasya, there would be metalted those pieces. Kimam, Rav Lozim, and Yaakov, that follows the Bira, Rav Lozim, and Yaakov, which is the third opinion of our mission. Rabosai. We now continue a very important sugya in Hilchas Mukta. Says the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom of Kuf Chaf Hey Amid Aleph. Ha Evan Shebi Kiruya. Kiruya is a gourd. A gourd is a type of vegetable, but what they would do is they would cut it out. It's last. We would cut out the after they finished the, think of a pumpkin or something like that. After you finish the vegetable itself, the shell is very, very strong, and you could fill up very good, Yoni. You could fill it up with water. So, what's the halacha if there's an evan inside of it? Now, Rabosai, an evan is muktza machmas gufay. It's one of the most chamor forms, probably the most form of chum, most chamor form of muktza. Im mimalim bibba ve'ena nofeles. If you could fill up the gourd with water and it doesn't fall down, mimalim ba, you're allowed to fill it up. But if not, then it makes a mukta because it doesn't become bottle to it. Zmora, if you have something else that could be mukta, a vine, shikshura bitafiach, that's attached, tap of kufchavei amin alf, is attached to a bucket. Mimalim ba b'shabbos, you're allowed to fill up with it on Shabbos. Kakachalon, we have them here in Israel, right? A tris, right? Are you allowed to open your tris on Shabbos? Rebbe Lazar, Amir Bismanchu, Kosher Vitalui, if it's hanging, Paikikim Boy, then you're allowed to open it. Vim Lav ain't Paikikim Boy, but if not, you're not allowed to open it. Now here, it's a different reason. Here, Rashi says, we're no longer talking about Muktza. It's a little bit Sarachim. Why do Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi switch from Hilchos Muktza to the Halachas of Bona? But that's what he does. And he says that the Halach is Vim Lav. Ain't bulky kibbutz, you can't, because it's mechsi kibbutz. Now it's not nisa daraisa, take a look at Rashi. The mechsi kibbutz alabini, it's not considered moisif alabini mamish, but it's an isur midrabbana. The chachomim emrim, bein kachu, bein kach, poiki kibbutz, the chachomim hold that the halacha is that it is mutter. Now, the Gemara says that this discussion of the evan into the gourd is a fundamental issue in Hilchos Mukta, and we're going to learn a yisod that many people don't learn until they learn in Smicha, when they discuss Mukta, if they learn the appropriate things in Smicha, so then this might be something you would learn. But now you'll learn it Be'ezer Hashem right now, even at the age of 13 or 14, and also Yoni's great-grandfather as well. And it's a big nachas that I learned with Yoni, and his great-grandfather sometimes listens to the recording. Okay, so Tanan Asam. We learned in the Mishnah, Evan shall piach chavis, If you have a stone that's considered that's on top of a barrel, so then in such a case you could tilt it and have the rock come off. Nerabosai, you tell me, what's the halacha? If you have something that's muksa on a table, you've got a problem over here. What's the problem? Forget about solutions. First, the problem. What's the problem? Bosses, ledavar asur, right? Oh. So now we have this Evan that's on top of the barrel. Mata al tzida, you're allowed to move it to the side, v'hino fels. Now this is going to be a Mishnah later on, so we'll discuss how that works. Excellent. A kufmen beis amud beis, correct, on the bottom of the amud. Amar Rabba bar Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, loy shanu ela b'shoicheyach. What's the reason it's mutter? Because he forgot it there. Now, Rabosai, I want to show you, normally we wait till halacha from the daily daf, but I want to show you how important this halacha is. What's the halacha if you leave your pen, you forgot your pen on your desk? And normally, what do you do with your pen? You put it in your pencil case and your briefcase. And there was nothing else on your desk, or you left it in your jacket, that's a good example. You forgot in your jacket, normally you leave it in your pencil case. Is the desk a bosses l'davar asur? So we actually follow this shita lahalacha, Rabbi Yochanan's shita that says that if it's shocheach, you're allowed to shake it off. You're allowed to be matal tzida, and you're allowed to move it off. Lo yishanu el b'shocheach. If you forgot, it's going to be mutter. Avol b'meiniach, if you put it there, nasa basis l'davar aser, it's considered a basis l'davar aser. Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, lo yishanu el b'shocheach. Avol b'meiniach, Nase kisui lechavis. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan has a different svar. He says that shocheach is going to be by shocheach. It's not going to become muksa. But if it's meiniach, then in such a case, it's not a basis l'davar asur because it's considered batel to the rest of the barrel. Amar Rabba Masvinon Ashmeitzin. Rabba said, I could ask on myself from our Mishnah, and that's why we brought it up over here. Ha'evan shebikruya, if you have a stone in the gourd that's used to fill up water, in mimalimba, ve'ena nofeles mimalimba, you're allowed to fill up with it. You're allowed to fill up the gourd with water. Rabosai asks Rabba on himself, but wait a second, didn't we just get through saying that the halacha is that should become a basis l'davar ha'asur? So Rabbi asks on himself, I just said b'meiniach nasis basis l'davar ha'asur. So he answers the kasha himself. You see, Rabbi was intellectually honest. If he thought that something that he said was wrong, he rejected what he said. V'loyi hasam kimin dahat k'shav yadoifin. Now over there, it's a different situation. The case of our Mishnah is, we have three Coca-Cola cans over here. May I? So let's say that what you did was you took the stone and you put the stone on the side, okay? And there was something that was open over here. The Coke can was broken. So you're using it as part of the wall. Or it just makes the wall stronger. I'm Rav Yosef u'musmina nashmaitzen. And Rav Yosef asked on himself, Imlav ein mimalin ba. And we learned in our Mishnah that if it's going to fall out, you can't be malin. According to Rav Yosef, what's the problem? He says, "V'loi hasam kim de lo atka betule batla." Since it's not attached, then it's going to be considered batel. And since it's going to be considered batel, so then it's going to be a problem. And then even it's going to become batel to the gourd, and then it doesn't have chashivas. Rabbi Yosef had said that it becomes a kisui lechavis. The only time we say it's a kisui lechavis is if it has a purpose. But here, in the case of the gourd, it doesn't have a purpose. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, umusvinan ashmaitzin. And Rav Yosef said, B'maikom Miflugi, says the Gemara. What is the crux of the machlokis? Which machlokis? Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi have a machlokis whether a rock on top of a barrel is muktzah or not. Rabbi Ami said, yes, And Rabbi Assi said no. Rabbi Ami was 6 lines from the top, and Rabbi Assi was 9 lines from the top. Why is it that Rabbi Ami says that it does become muksa, and if it's meniach, it becomes a basis of davar aser, versus Rabbi Assi, who says no, nasa kisa l'chavis, it's not a problem. B'maikam iflugi, what's that machlokes? Mar sover b'ina maisa, umar sover loy b'ina maisa. One man d'amar holds that in order to take something which is muksa and turn it into something that's not muksa, you need to do a maisa, you need to do an action to change the item. Va'azdu l'tamayu, umar sover loy b'ina maisa. One says you don't. And they're lishitasam. What is this lishitasam? Rebbe went to a place. And he saw a set of stones. And he told his students, "Tzu, go out and decide." And just decide where each person is sitting. Below it's Rechon. Rebbe Lemaisa, and you didn't need to do a Maisa. So Rabosai, if you have a rap and you decide that you're going to throw it on cars that are driving on Shabbos, okay, you're not allowed to do that, to throw the rocks. But if you decide that you're going to use a rock on Shabbos, it's no longer mukta. Simply by deciding, the halacha is that's no longer mukta. I hope that the young man that's asking me the question of why you can't throw rocks at cars on Shabbos is not serious. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, it's Rechon Rabbi Maisa. And Rabbi Yochanan said that you do need a Maisa. It's not enough just to decide. But rather, what's the halacha? Rather, what's the halacha? The halacha is you need to do a Maisa. My Amar Luhu. So what did they say? Rabbi Ami said, Suvalimdum, just go and set them up. You don't have to change the chafetza. You just set them up. Just move them around. Move them around. Suvalimudam, set them up. Amaluhu, that's what he told them. Rabbi Asi Amar, Suvashifshufum Amaluhu. He said to them, go and fashion them. Fix them. Okay? So that's the machloikis. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Lishitosam. According to Rabbi Ami, you got to do a change. So just because it's now sitting on the top and it serves as a key, so it's not enough. You got to fashion it into a change. That's Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Asi says no. Meiniach nasa kisui, even if you didn't actually make a change. Itmar, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Amar, so shall Karis have it. Rabbi Yosef Shaul said it was actually not talking about stones, but it was lumber. It was beams. Rabbi Yochanan Shaul Amar, Gushush Shel Svina have it. It was an oar, right, that you used to push the boat. Mandomer Gushush, Kol Shekain Sar. The Mandomer says that it was an oar, certainly a sar. Mandomer Soar, Ava Gushush, copied the land. The Mandomer says a soar, the Gushush, they were makbid. Rabosai, we are going to stop over here on Kuf Chaf Hey on the Beis. Beizer Hashem, we learned important halachas of muksa. One of the most important halacha that we learned is that the only time something becomes a basis l'davar aser is going to be by shocheach, is by meniach. But if it's shocheach, then in such a case, it does not become a basis l'davar aser. This concludes the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Hey. Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, our halacha topic for today, Daf Kuf Chaf Hey, emerges from the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Hey Amibes, and those are the halachos of forgetting a Dover Hamukza on a bosses. The Gemara on Kuf Chaf Hey Amibes had told us that according to Rabbah, in the name of Rabbi Ami, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you put a rock on top of a barrel, it can become a basis hadavar aser. However, Rabbi Yochanan differentiate between whether you forgot or you left it there on purpose. Let us see how this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and give a couple of important additions that are necessary in understanding the halacha, and then another couple of interesting examples that emerge from modern day poskim. The Mechaber in Simin Shin Tes, or as it appears in Tes Shin, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siv Dal writes the following: Shachach Even Al Pi Chavis Omos Alakar. If someone forgot
a rock on top of a barrel, or money on top of a pillow. This could apply as well with money on a bed. Mate chavis al tzida, you're allowed to turn the barrel on its side. Va'evin nofeles, and then the stone falls off. Umenar hakar vamos noflin, or shake the pillow off and the monies will fall. The Mechaber, of course, contrasts this in contrast to someone who's meniach. After discussing other instances, he concludes, V'lo asru el b'minichem al dash yishar sham kol haShabbos. The only time something comes a basis is if you intend to leave it there, not as shachach, but as meniach. Now, that means many, many times that a person puts something down that is muksa, the object that it was put on didn't necessarily become a basis. For example, if a person just simply puts down his pen on his desk, but that's not the particular place he normally puts it. Normally he writes and he puts his pen away. This time he forgot he left his pen on the desk. Or even if it's common for him to leave on the desk, he just put it down without the intention of being meniach there, it there for over Shabbos. In all of the above instances, the last instance, I am quite sure I heard from him, Nevinsel, in all of the above instances, that all qualifies as shachach. And for that reason, he can tilt the buses and it will fall off. So a common example, a person came home from work, it was a little late before Shabbos, he put his wallet on his bed. Now, people don't leave their wallets on their bed. He was rushing before Shabbos, and he put his wallet down. So in such a case, no problem for him to be matev et tzida. There is, however, or as well, we should say, another instance and another way of solving the problem. And there are times, in a case of shachach, you don't even have to shake the bed, but you could actually pick the buses up and move it somewhere else entirely, and then shake it off there. So let's say we're talking about a small night table, which is easy to move. Continues the Mechaber in Shintes Dalad. V'mhoisa achoviz bein achavios. Coming back to the Talmudic case, that there was a barrel and a rock on top of it, and the barrel was sitting amongst other barrels. Be'inyin she'ena yachol ahatos osa b'mkomo, that you're not able to move it. Yachol agbiya k'mo she'i. Your mom is allowed to pick it up. Ima evel l'makom acher, to another place, and then shake it off. Comments the Mishnah Bura in Sifkot and Yud Zayin. However, all of these cases when you're allowed to pick up the buses with the Muktzah Mamish is if it's E-Efshar B'inyin Acher. You weren't able to shake it off. However, if you're able to shake it off, then there is no Heter. So it's important to realize that even though the Gemara gives us two examples, one in which you shake it off, as we have in our sugya a reference to, and the other is lifting it up and moving it to somewhere else. Those, that instance of lifting it up and moving it to somewhere else, is only a case of where it's impossible to shake it off. However, if it's possible to shake it off, then it will be permissible. When I was learning this halacha with Rav Nevinsel Shlita, or more precisely from Rav Nevinsel Shlita, he asked me in the following words. This is how I jotted down B'Shas Maisa. I try, Be'ezer Hashem, to jot down as he speaks. Ma halacha im sam chefet shel muktza al basis, ulam da'ato lasim gam dover hamuter. What would the halacha be that on Erev Shabbos, he places down with intention, with kavana, he puts down the dover hamuktza on the basis. However, so there we're talking about meniach. However, his intention was also to put down a dover hamuter, but he simply forgot. In such a case, would that be a basis? In previous shiurim and halacha from the daily daf, we've discussed the halachas of putting down Shabbos candles on a table, and we spoke about the idea of putting down other things that are choshuv as well on the table. What happens if you forgot? What would the halacha be in such an instance? So I told, what was my response? I said, Ani lo yadei Rebbe. So he smiled, and he said, Gam ani mesupak.
He said he was Masupak, what the halacha mean? I then realized that it wasn't just Stam Masufik that Rav Neman Sal had. Then the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perechof, Ha'ara Reish, this exact question is raised, and a brilliant response from Rav Shlomo Zalman. And I'm sure, I would imagine that this is where our great Rebbe was coming from. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Yesh La'ayin, he put a Dover Aser of Muktza, but he also had to put down Dover Mutter. Does it have a dinner buses? V'shachach le'inicho, he forgot. He have a buses alo, mipnei shalo kivim, she'e Muktza munach shon levada, v'shamati me'agrashaz. Here, this is an old edition. It was Shlita, now it's Zatzal. The Mistamer, the Mekivan Shein Rotsa Shabbos Yel Muktzal Vuvad, since his intention wasn't that it should be a bosses for a Davar Muktzah, El Gamal Davar Mutter Shulchoshav Yoser Mi Muktzah, but his intention was that it should be for a Davar Mutter, which of course has to be more Choshav to him than the Davar HaMuktzah, which we've discussed that already in the past. So then, in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Why? What's the svara? As Reb Shlomo Zalman, three beautiful words, based on our topic for tonight. Didino shapir kishocheach. It's like someone who forgot. Reb Shlomo Zalman argues like this. What's the whole heter of shachach and our whole sugya? It wasn't the individual's intention to make it a bosses. He didn't intend to make it a bosses. If he didn't intend to make it a bosses, so in such a case, halacha says that since muktzah is so much dependent on das, we're going to be makel that it's not considered a bosses. And therefore, you'll have to be mata betzida. So too over here, the fellow's intention was not to make it a bosses. His intention was to make a bosses a davar, also a davar a mutter. And for that reason, you would be allowed to be matit betzida, to shake it off, and it would also have the din like shachach. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes a few beautiful basic halachos in the halacha from the daf of Kuf Chafhei, revolving around bosses l'davar ha'asur and forgetting a davar muktza on a bosses.